101.3's fashionista is Joan Lincoln, and I'm excited because you say you have dirty hairstyles. It sounds kind of fun.
Right? You know, it's so funny. We went from using, like, dry shampoo to, like, now this dirty textured hair. So the new year brings changes. I'm not a resolution girl by any means. Mm-hmm. But I made a safe change, and that was I chopped my hair.
You did?
And, I did. I know we haven't seen each other because we can't go in the studio, but, you know, it got to a point where I just felt, and I even hate to admit this, but, you know, as you get older, sometimes it's easier to have a little shorter hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I get really old, I'll probably grow it really long and let it go gray and braid it and wear Birkenstocks for the rest of my life. Yeah. That's going to be me. Beware.
So when you say chopped, explain what you mean by chopped and dirty.
Well, you know, there's new hairstyles in the neighborhood. The shag is back. Bob.
Is it really?
But the cutest thing, and I think the Today Show did a whole series on this, a story on it. It's called the Bixie. The Bixie cut. The Bixie cut is a combination of the bob and the pixie. And Tony, uh-huh. Now, I haven't seen Kim in a while, but I'm pretty sure she sports this cute little haircut.
She might. Right? When we first had children, she did the mom cut like everybody does. Okay.
You can upgrade that, you know. You can describe that just a little bit differently, and you can call it the Bixie now.
The Bixie. All right. Well, by the way, since we haven't seen each other, I want you to post pictures of yourself with your new chopped haircut, okay?
Well, as a matter of fact, when you read that little email that I sent you, you may actually view my new hairstyle. So, but it's more of a textured, messy, wispy, you know, easier to control. At least it gave me a little bit more freedom, not to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror. So,
right, and you can find it on our website, actually, warm101.3.com.